This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live.
Already?
What's that?
Already?
Already.
Flies.
I know. It does. It's really... People ask what I do for a living. I'm like, it's not like I've got a real job. You know, I just talk. I talk anyway. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And Free Talk Live means that you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Any day of the year, just about. There are days that it doesn't work out on. But that's because we're producing a show earlier in the day at like a convention or event or something like that. But there's always a fresh show every day.
Yeah.
For Free Talk Live.
There's certain days you can't call in.
Yeah, that's our commitment to you. But those are the days that you'd least want to call in because we're bringing on new people to talk anyway. We're bringing, people that we haven't heard from, interviews,
special guests.
That kind of thing, yeah. So, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We talked about, the possibility, the early incipient studies that the MMR vaccine may have some kind of protection, afford you some kind of protection against the COVID-19 infection, that the rubella virus or whatever it is, has some kind of relationship to the corona. We don't know exactly, but maybe. And the food prices are going up and are poised to continue to go up.
Seems to be.
I hope so, because then there'll be food in the store and you can buy it if it's there.
Yeah.
And one of the sort of strange things that happened earlier this year was that because tourists weren't allowed to go different places, the economies of these places were sort of breaking down, but in some places there are wild animals that, are affected by tourists. So pretty soon the monkeys are roving in gangs in like Bangladesh.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was.
Well, if they would let them have guns like in the U.S., they would have less.
Well, there's been a handful of stories even in the U.S. where some of the wildlife are entering the cities again.
But
maybe we can eat them. I don't want to eat monkeys. That's too close to people. But, deer and bears and stuff, we can eat that.
Yeah, well.
That's an interesting question. Should they go open season on wild animals since there's a food shortage and just let people who can hunt for their own meat?
I would say that from a wildlife management standpoint, they cannot do that.
Okay.
Now, there are things.
You end up basically eating your seed crop in I know it's not seeds because it's animals, but basically that's what you end up having.
Okay. But there are animals that it's open season on in some states. You can check with your state to find out what is in open season. But I know in Texas, for instance, it's open season on boars all the time, hogs all the time.
No, if they're pigs. Overrunning things, then you would want an open season. And this is not from a libertarian standpoint, but...
I mean, even if you bring it up the seed crop, you're saying... No, you're not allowed to eat now because some people may not be able to eat later because you're killing the future food.
Well, if it gets to the point where it's like there's no food, period, then that's a different... And this is from a strategic standpoint. This is not from an anarchist standpoint. Then that's a different question.
Okay.
If it's still like, there's still food, it might just not be what you want, then it makes more sense to not... kill all the animals at once so that there'll be more animals later.
Well, don't worry. Most people can't hunt anyway. But there's no way that, it would be bad. I'm not saying the government does the best job of managing wildlife out there. I certainly wouldn't claim that. But if suddenly you could bag three times as many deer as you could last year, it'd be a big issue.
Well, if you had no meat at home and you went to the grocery store and there was no meat, in the grocery store, except for the one little small bag of organic.
Once you're sitting at that point, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, but we're not at that point though.
Well, we were at that point like a month ago, right?
Well, no,
we already talked about it.
There
was no food on the shelf.
There was food. There was food you should not eat on a regular basis.
Okay,
so you weren't going to starve to death.
Okay, so we got to eat all the bad food and, you know, go through the whole bag of Doritos before we can bag an extra buck.
Well, besides pigs being open season in
Texas,
I know that pythons are open season in Florida.
Well, I'm not interested in preserving the python population. So
they should have been there in the first place. They're invasive. And I'm just saying there are, in some states, there are animals that it's open season on. And that wildlife is acting very strange. I'm kind of curious, you had said that there's a problem with the rat population in New York City.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, because the restaurants are closing down.
Right. Now, I mean, big cities, the Asian brown rat is one of the most prolific and successful species on the planet, a species of mammal on the planet. And, you know, they're everywhere. But, boy, oh, boy, are they in the cities.
So the rat New York City's rat population hit with hunger crisis during lockdowns. Whether or not that's a good thing?
Well, they'll go cannibalistic. Don't worry.
I think that's part of the
article.
Yeah,
they're very quick at repopulating.
There's a silver lining to the virus-related lockdowns in New York City. That is, the rat population is now starving. Just last year, New Yorkers were complaining about rats taking over the city. Now it seems these rodents have food security issues. There was it a food desert or whatever?
There's a food desert.
New York's a food desert for the rat population. An urban rodentologist has told the Wall Street Journal that rats have become...
Who pays this man? Who writes his check? I mean, if he's got a business card that says urban rodentologist, I want to know who pays his paycheck.
Look, as far as the article is...
That's who pays all the other exotic professions.
They don't even name him right away in the article. Just an urban rodentologist.
National Council on the Arts.
The rats have become hostile and are resorting to cannibalism, as you said, Mark, as food becomes scarce with restaurants closed.
And by the way, they will get hostile when they're hungry. I mean, normally they just, you know, when they got full bellies, they run away. But when they don't have full bellies, they'll fight for food.
Okay.
And they'll fight you for food.
And apparently they're going to, because they're like I said, they're food shortage. Strict social distancing has confined millions of people to their homes as economic activity has ground to a halt in the city. Businesses have shuttered operations, resulting in cleaner streets and less trash. Food security has become a significant issue for these rodents, forcing some to migrate to new areas.
By the way, they have a certain level of security. In New York City, they've basically gotten rid of firearms. The best thing for dealing with rats is a 410 judge with rat shot in it.
Okay.
And, yep, problem solved. You don't even have to be a good shot.
They named the rodentologist now Bobby Corgan. He said that these scavengers are causing a ruckus among themselves.
Hey, look him up, Bobby Corgan, urban rodentologist. I want to know more about this guy.
Causing a ruckus among themselves, becoming hangry, and causing fights. and have resorted to cannibalism.
Yes. Well, it's not like they're really resorting to cannibalism. They'll do that anyway.
Okay. Well, when they run out of food, wherever they're going to.
No, they'll do it anyway.
Okay. Gil Bloom, president.
By the way, I know so much about rats because I had pigs. And
okay.
Pigs, y'all saw the Charlotte's Web, Templeton?
Yeah.
Pigs and rats, they go together.
Okay.
And I had to learn very quickly how to deal with them. By the way, cats will not do it. You might have a cat here and there that can take down a rat. And
not a big one, though. Some of those are the size of cats.
Yeah. The big rats out there. But every once in a while, you'll have a Tom that has out there that he's really into ratting.
Okay.
And that's the reason that they have schnauzers and dachshunds and these kind of dogs is because cats couldn't handle them. And, you know, terriers believe that they're all Rottweilers at heart.
Gil Bloom, president of Standard Pest Management, said rats have been staking out open restaurants as food choices have become limited during the lockdowns. He said restaurant operators had needed his extermination services as an influx of rodents at certain eateries have been seen during the pandemic. There's a quote. They have now realized who is serving the midnight buffet, Bloom said. Those places that are putting out garbage that was the secondary targets are now the primary targets. New York City has had a rat problem for decades. One look down Manhattan Avenue in pre-corona times, and the streets were lined with bustling restaurants. In post-corona times, some of those restaurants remain closed, and others may never reopen again.
Oh, yeah.
A significant problem for the rats.
So many businesses went out of business, and, well, I think that you're going to have restaurants opening back up where they were. The rats will be fine in New York City. Don't worry, folks.
And they're targeting the restaurants that are opening.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. talk about whatever you want to talk about. Apparently, the rats in New York are having a difficult time.
They're hangry.
This COVID-19 thing. Restaurants are shut down, and in many cases, I think they're probably opening up now, some of them.
Well, that was part of the article. They're starting to open up, and the rats are taking notice which restaurants are now putting garbage out.
Migrating.
And migrating to those instead of, you know, the what they were used to before.
They are the consummate survivors, rats. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you about AnyPay. AnyPay has an ambassador program. So if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, you can go and introduce them to AnyPay and earn a passive income for every purchase made in cryptocurrency in those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. And you made it happen. So receive the rewards. You go to AnyPay, go to and download the AnyPay Cash Register app, and you can get that in any of the app stores and that kind of thing. Add your own cryptocurrency wallet, and then the business adds their cryptocurrency wallet and that kind of thing. You tell them at AnyPayInc.com that you set the business up, and then they make it easy for you to receive residual income from there. It's AnyPayInc.com, and it's a great program, and I'm pretty excited about it. Let's go there and talk to Charles, calling in from Montana. Calling back from Montana. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm on the tractor right now, eating wheat. My concern is with this COVID thing, and I don't want to get all political, but when the president tries to demonize the Chinese, and maybe they need to be held accountable, but when he calls them out, name calling and stuff, it's not helping our trade situation. That's what concerns me, is I'd like to get to the bottom of this trade thing, and we can assign blame whenever we need to.
Do you really think that if China finds it advantageous to them to trade with the U.S., they're not going to over mean words that they know is coming from a politician who's trying to win re-election and probably doesn't mean it?
I'm afraid they might be willing to wait out this election, and that's just time that we can't afford. You know, that's all I'm saying.
So do you do trade with China as a farmer?
Well, we do some wheat and beef. Japan's our biggest beef customer, I believe. But we need to get this wheat thing going, and that helps. Well, that's my main commodity.
Yeah, sure. You don't grow cows in a field.
I raise a lot of cattle, too. But anyway, that's my concern, is I think we need to just temper down the rhetoric and assign blame when it comes. But just let's get this trade thing going here. That's my concern. But I'll hang up.
Thanks for the call, Charles. Appreciate it. I agree with him. I do want to see trade look up. I do not want to see problems with China, but I do foresee some problems with China.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Again, even if the COVID thing came out of China for whatever reason, right? That should not affect any trade in any other industry, right? They don't go hand in hand. It's not like you cut off all trade to China because one of their labs let a virus out.
Yeah, I mean, like for China to have this originated from them, which is my understanding is the consensus, and then somebody said mean words, who's in basically China. An acting position. And then you're like, well, this was advantageous to me. I'm going to stand to make billions on this. But you know what? I'm not going to, because I'm really petty, and you can just keep your billions. Like, that seems like a stretch.
I think there's one problem with your theory here is that you're sort of looking at the U.S. marketplace and talking about the China marketplace as though it's the same. But basically, everything's a state-owned business over there.
Right. That's why I'm saying China and not individual businesses.
So they could be petty.
So, right, when, Winnie the Pooh over there gets upset that the Don has, said awful things, then he very well could, throw a monkey wrench into trade. I don't know. I think that it's worth, pointing out, but I don't know. I don't see anything particularly good coming out of the situation between the United States and China these days.
That's
fair. I wonder whether Nixon opening up China to trade, welcoming China into the world community, was a good idea in the first place.
Well, that's a stretch. Why wouldn't that not be a good thing, to open up trade to anybody who wants to?
All he did was empower authoritarian regime. There were no restrictions on that government getting better. Now, is life better for the Chinese people? Yes, absolutely. But mostly because, not because their government really got a lot better. It is better.
Okay.
But not a whole lot better. It's because of technology and better standards of living and things like that.
I just can't imagine, like, we're not going to trade with you being good for any sort of relations, diplomatic or otherwise.
Well, China would not have had the power that they have now if they hadn't been opened up.
But they're trading, so we're not at war with China.
You're trading with a totalitarian power that likely is hungry for power and control, and is likely to attack your allies in the relatively near future.
Well, okay, so if that's true, right, then American businesses have the option to also not trade with China. Right, they're not being forced to.
That's where the Melanie thing comes in, which is like, hey, you know, somebody over there has a problem with China, so I'm not going to do business with them, even though all my competitors are. My prices are going to be twice as high.
Yeah. Made in America, baby.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing you can go for. And, you know, during this whole COVID-19...
Buy local, stay local.
During this whole COVID-19 thing, a whole bunch of activists in Hong Kong were disappeared, and nobody really talked about it. It poof, was off the radar.
Ah, because all of a sudden the pandemic was localized to you. Right?
That's right.
Your life became more important than the Chinese activists, which is hard to say is an unfair thing.
I mean, yeah, if you're dealing with a lockdown, like, I mean, good luck to all the people over there, but I'm over here. I can't really help you a whole lot.
Let's go to the phones. James in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Corona Communist Chinese Party, the CCCP. Richie Richhead, that's why we shouldn't...
Oh, that's what it was, Richhead. I couldn't remember what your nickname for me was.
You're as dumb as you come when you don't understand the concept of why trading with the world's most dangerous gangster regime on Earth isn't necessarily a good thing, and you can call it open trade or free trade. It doesn't make it good. In fact, they're an amoral regime where the...
I'd say they were evil, not just amoral.
I concur with you, Melly. Good point. An evil regime that needs to be eliminated from the face of the earth. As in the evil gangsters that run that country, we need dealing with Deng Xiaoping. Nixon should have tapped him on the spot when he met him on the airplane tarmac. Instead, yeah, 300 billion people have been brought out of poverty since then.
Seems like a good thing to me.
700 million still live in abject poverty, excuse me.
And not they would have been worse off if you don't trade with them.
Well, I don't know whether that's true or not. James,
on Earth, because they're super rich now, because a one-party state has reaped rewards of the trade for the last 30 years.
James, do you have some solutions? I'd like to hear them, because I really don't have any.
Eliminate the gangsters that run that country.
What, like assassinate
President
Green Berets or what?
Yeah, special ops.
Okay.
We have drones.
It's not that easy.
Eliminating the guys that started 9/11 with drones.
It took a long time just to find Saddam Hussein, and he was hiding in a hole in the ground. It
took a year. After he invaded with a quarter million troops, it took a year.
China's got a better military than that.
Yeah, a lot better. And they supposedly have this thing called the carrier killer. Thank you for the call. I'd be interested in your thoughts on it in the future.
Wait, no, I still have something to say to you.
Okay, hold on. Free Talk Live. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many states are now beginning to reopen, but health officials are warning to be cautious. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says Texas has seen its highest single-day jump in COVID-19 infections, and the numbers are worrisome.
We know for an absolute certainty that as you increase physical interactions between people, you are going to increase the number of new cases. It just happens. That's why everybody's staying at home, shut this thing down. The question is, are those new cases going to come at such a rate and such a pace that we're put on a path to overload our hospitals? That's what we can't let happen, and that's why we have to watch these numbers daily.
The numbers of confirmed cases keep rising. There are now 90,000 deaths in the United States, almost a third of 1 million Americans confirmed infected. This is USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Arthur is inching closer to the East Coast, although its impact is expected to be limited to minor flooding and rough seas along the North Carolina coast. In Los Angeles, several firefighters remain hospitalized after being injured by an explosion at a hash oil manufacturing center. It sent fire crews running for their lives. KRX-TV reporter Palmer Cannon spoke with firefighters on the scene.
They said that the inferno at one point was a 30-foot-tall blowtorch of flame. They don't know yet what caused this fire. Now, this business, Smoke and Tokes, is described as a honey oil business or cannabis oil or hash oil. They say it was filled with butane. That's highly flammable.
With fewer people on the roads, gas prices are way down. AAA says the national average for regular gas is $1.89 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Yeah, call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
I want to tell you real quick about Divi. Divi is a cryptocurrency, just like Bitcoin. You've heard a lot about it. Well, Divi is doing things to be as mainstream as possible. They're rolling out their new wallet, and it's going to allow you to, well, earn, spend, store, and exchange digital money right there in the wallet. It says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi and Bitcoin and government currencies right there in the mobile app. It's connected through Western Union and your bank. It'll be available in 200 countries, including the United States, and you can learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, project.org, Divi. Project.org on top of that great technology that's on its way. And they're, by the way, in beta. I just did an interview on that. They also have this multi-tiered masternode system where you can buy in and begin receiving dividends in Divi that are quite good compared to, you know, the marketplace out there and things that you can invest in currently. That's my opinion. I've been doing it for some time. Check them out, diviproject.org.
Nice.
And you can find out more. James in Nevada was on previously, suggested sending the Green Berets in to solve the China problem, but wanted to be held over. So, James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Handsome Dan, asked, I'll answer it even more fully. A coalition of the willing, free states, getting together and toppling the Corona Communist Chinese Party like we did Saddam Hussein would be, is, I admit, a dream, just like a certain colleague of yours having this notion, this as if it were a faith from on high, that if free trade and open borders leads to a richer, more free and peaceful world. Well, it doesn't. China is a dangerous actor on the world stage and is super rich because we've dealt with completely free trade with them, and they've got a lot way with murder, mass murder in their own country, and God forbid it were to go beyond their borders, because I'm not going to say they deliberately committed mass murder by starting a germ war for it. Of course, they didn't want to kill their own people too, which they have by mistake, but a mistake they need to pay for. But I wanted to remark
about, I'm pretty sure they're killing their own people on a regular basis anyway.
I already said that. I said they're a mass murdering regime, of course, which you could care less about that at all. Nothing that you've ever done in your life would ever put your sacred life, honor, or fortune on the line for anybody else but yourself and I guess your wife and I guess you have kids, whatever. You're not an honorable person. You just
appreciate
talk
that.
A big game. You would never put your... I know you wouldn't stick your neck out for me, even though by my nature I would have to do it for you, whether I'd want to do it or not. But I want to talk about a certain caller named Michael that called from Virginia Beach, Mark Edge, who sounds exactly like somebody that used to call me all the time. No thanks to somebody sitting in that so-called church that gave him my phone number. And even when he called into your show years ago, outing himself and joking about calling me all the time, you laughed about it along with him and applauded him to keep it up. What do you think the prices are you're going to pay for calling the FBI and having them knock on my family's door, calling the Maricopa County Sheriff, the City of Phoenix Police Department, the City of Tempe Police Department, not mention all the fanatics that have called me hundreds of times over the years because of you saying I'm a dangerous individual? I don't even know what your wife and kid look like, nor do I care. You're going to apologize to everybody I just mentioned, by the way, and answer for all the harassing phone calls. It won't be a laughing matter when I deal with your family. You understand?
I don't think that you've got much of
a
stance there, James. Oh, hold on. I gave you plenty of time to talk there, James. I don't think you've got much of a stance because when you previously called in, you went by the name Whit. And then you went by James, and you gave your location, on multiple occasions. So you have all but doxed yourself. Many of our listeners didn't like the way that you'd talk on the air, and some of the things that you'd say that were beginning to sound more and more progressively threatening. And you gave them basically all the information they needed to find out who you were. And... did they use platforms that were associated with Free Talk Live? Yeah, but they used platforms associated with Facebook and YouTube and, Discord and a variety of others to talk about you. I don't hear you calling and threatening those folks, so...
They don't have an opinion.
I didn't dox you.
A preacher that lies with the ease of...
I'm not lying.
You can look on Facebook with your name and my former address, an aerial shot of it, and you talking to your fanatics about...
Yeah, when you started threatening my family, I did distribute your...
I never threatened anybody. That's why the cops have never...
That makes you a liar. You said, and I quote, "I just bought a gun and I'm going to shoot you in the back of the head with it." Is that a quote?
Are you talking about mouth-breathing? Are you talking about somebody that you dub mouth-breathing dullard?
You have already admitted to being mouth-breathing dullard right here on the air, and I have a recording of it.
Lying scumbag. You lying scumbag. Let me answer the question. A person you dubbed mouth-breathing dullard directly messaged somebody that mouth-breathing dullard calls kitty porn star who won't stop trolling me because... You actually making it.
Look, I don't want to hear about your little problems in the Discord.
And then you applauded on the...
Don't want to be...
Did he just admit to being mouth-breathing dullard again?
Yeah, he is mouth-breathing dullard. Okay. I called him a mouth-breathing dullard. If you don't want to be trolled, don't go to the place that you're being trolled. Sticks and stones, man.
Like, change your phone number. If the issue is a bunch of people got your phone number and they call you... And they found it from you being doxxed. call your phone company.
Yourself.
I mean, he
gave his first name, half of his last name, and where he lives. I mean, it's like he gave. And by the way, when you call in, your telephone number is listed. And by the way, he called me and would yell and threaten me on my phone. Then I blocked him. And then on my email, and then I blocked him. And you know, everything that would go, he's got an anger management issue. I don't know what to say about it. All I want is for him to stop saying things like he's going, I'm going to ruin Jack Edge's life as he knows it, or whatever. Like, he just keeps on talking about my kid. He's been doing this for years. And yeah, I mean, I cut up the audio. Yeah, I sent it to the police. Absolutely, I sent it to the police. He loves the police. They're there to protect him. He wanted me to do it. He asked me to do it. I can't wait until you send the FBI to my house. We're going to have a ha-ha-ha good time chuckling about it. Well, okay, well then why did he dodge the FBI? Why didn't he give him his address?
I was going to say, well, that would be my next question then, right, is if he's buddy-buddy with the FBI, isn't that validated by the fact that nothing significant has come from those complaints to the FBI?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, one of which is we run a anarchist radio show.
It may be, but I'll say this, that the guy, the 25th talk show in the nation, we're the 26th talk show in the nation, the guy's name's Shapiro, Ben Shapiro. One guy threatened him one time. The FBI came down on him like a ton of bricks. James, you know, threats, I've got him listed for days, and they don't say anything to him. What do you think about that, James?
Heads you win, tails I lose.
Yeah.
He's going to pay. I've already told the FBI that called me because of you calling them, you making an anti-statist, making like a statist. And by the way, Mark Edge, they weren't amused when I told them about that Facebook page you created with me and my mugshot and the burned out.
Really? They have my address. They could talk to me.
Murdered there. Possibly they had friends that were murdered there. And like I straight up told the FBI what I'm going to do to your kid. I told them that if I had somebody murdered in the Ennis Man drone flight 77,
what are you going to do to my kid?
Pentagon that day,
can you tell me?
RDP blown up.
What do you intend to do? Because to me, it just sounds like you want me to come to where you are and hurt you so I can get in trouble. And I'm not going to do it.
Dude, I'm not worried about you. You're never going to hurt me. I'm going to hurt your family for what you've done. And
by the way,
Jack called me late one night. And I instantly knew he was one of your fanatics, and that was the first time.
Are you
and
saying my child called you?
That you?
You're
did.
A maniac.
Aren't you glad you held him over?
God. Well, you know, I don't know. Just rambling nonsense. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Final segment. I could probably squeeze you in if you call in still. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can call in on the Discord lines. You go to discord.freetalklive.com to get all set up and signed up there. Discord.freetalklive.com, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
So, let's go on with the show here. Yeah, it's got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, listening to you on KENN, Four Corners, Farmington, New Mexico, home of car dealerships that do not honor their commitments. Don't buy from them.
I mean, that's just car dealerships, though.
Yeah, but it's Farmington, New Mexico car dealerships in particular that don't honor their obligations. They're worse than all of the rest of them, those ones in Farmington, New Mexico.
I don't know what that means.
Do you want to just name them by name at this point?
Please don't do that.
Okay.
No. I'd rather just say, just don't buy from car dealerships in Farmington, New Mexico.
Car dealership in Farmington, New Mexico? He just crashed his entire business in the middle of a pandemic.
I don't know about it. Well, he should probably go talk to the bad ones in Farmington, New Mexico, and then maybe the bad ones will quit ruining the reputation for all of them in Farmington, New Mexico, those car dealerships.
What'd you call in about,
David? It wasn't the car dealerships in Farmington, New Mexico.
No, not the ones that that I know all about from KENN in Farmington, New Mexico. No, What I called in about, first of all, to answer your question, you were puzzled, Mark, about Jeffrey, what's his last name again? I keep forgetting.
Epstein.
Jeffrey. No, not Epstein, but you're close, you're getting warm. I forget what it is, though, the radio guy, Jeffrey.
Shapiro,
kind of like Epstein, but it's Shapiro, yeah, same difference, sort of. He's Jewish, that's why he's getting more attention, Mark.
Well, what if I was Jewish? I mean, I'm a little Jewish.
Then...
You get 0.03 of an FBI response.
Which is probably about what he's got.
That's right. 0.03% or whatever it is of Ask a Nazi Jewish is not Jewish, Mark. You are not anywhere near Jewish enough to get attention like Jeffrey
Shapiro.
You're
more Jewish than I am, aren't you?
I believe I am.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I'm not. Well, I don't know how you, well, it depends on how you count it, because it's a religion and a gene type. My father was an escapee from those damn Nazis in Germany, but
sounds
my
like
mother was
50%.
Apparently, yeah, but yeah. But I'm not.
They didn't have 23 in me back then, so you might come back with. I mean, they just kind of looked at people and guessed, so it's not like they had.
I have never of all the law enforcement officers I've talked to, and I've talked to quite a few of them, many, many of them. I have never heard about the memorandum to make sure the Jews get protected.
They don't have that meeting.
I really don't think that's a thing.
No, I don't think that's a thing either.
They don't need that. They have a secret handshake, Mark.
No, that's so.
Here's what I think it is. I don't think it has anything to do
with
being
triangle.
Jewish. It's that is all they have to do is do a cursory amount of research on Free Talk Live to see that we do not polish the apple of the Federal Bureau of Investigations or law enforcement agencies generally. And then they're going to be like, this person who wants a high level of service from us provides, doesn't like us particularly. Now, I'm not saying that's true. I don't think that's true. It's not that I like or dislike the FBI.
I mean,
FBI.
It doesn't help. And to be fair,
I have problems with the FBI.
I would feel like I don't see myself going to Leo's and being like, hey, can you help me?
Well, doesn't that lend to what options do you have, right? It would lend itself to
isn't
vigilantism.
That what I'm supposed to do? Is, I guess,
according to the statist mythology, yes.
Right. I've been told by law enforcement, the people generally, hey, this guy has threatened you and your family. You have proof. I have gone to law enforcement, showed them the proof, and they continually over and over again ignore it.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't have done that, because a lot of the time it's good just to have a paper trail of like, hey, I called y'all 18 times. This guy said he was going to do it for the past, once a month for 18 months, and then I had to shoot him. So here's your evidence.
It'd be easier to
They're
get
not
off
gonna
of a jury
actually
trial.
Do anything about it, and I don't expect them to.
Hey, 50,000 pounds of beef just walked by. You want me to grab you one?
What does that mean?
50,000 pounds of beef, that would be approximately 50 animals just walked by. You want one?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't look like you're going to go hungry out there in ranches
of
the next
one. Well, I'm about running out of food. I think I'm going to go to town. Take my semi-annual trip to town tomorrow and get some food. I'm about out. It was November of last year when last time I went and got some. I'm just about out, so I'll probably go tomorrow.
Let's talk about that for a second, David, because that's one of the areas where I think you can add value to the conversation, and that is in the midst of a possible food shortage.
Was that an insult? Was that a veiled insult?
It didn't sound like that.
No, not at all.
I think we were talking about this earlier off the air. I think he's serious.
I'm totally serious, because we had a conversation about what do you do to store food, and I said we should probably ask David in New Mexico, because he only shops twice a year. So if you're going to go out shopping.
And I don't have a refrigerator.
Exactly. So that's why I'm
so what
submitting
you buy
myself
in,
to your expertise. As
what
far
did you
as
buy in November that kept you going here? I mean, it's got to be a lot of cereals, right?
Well, and what would you recommend going forward, and how would you store it?
First of all, I basically buy, when I go and buy, I buy all the same stuff that you guys do. I only ran out of eggs about a month ago.
Eggs keep for six months?
Eggs will keep it without a refrigerator. Without a refrigerator, they'll keep basically like 4 months through the winter. Anytime in the summer, I can probably only keep them a little over a month, unless I go to. If I start using evaporative cooling, then I can make them last longer. But over the winter, you can basically keep them all winter.
So I'm surprised that you're able to eat meat. So you're getting hamburger and putting it in the freezer.
If I did, I don't really bother with meat all that much. If I did, I would be over the winter. You got to think back to the old days. What did they do as soon as the first crop came along in the fall? They slaughtered an animal. You slaughtered a pig, a beef, whatever, and hung it in the shed. And then every time that they wanted to cut a meat through the winter, they'd go out and cut a slice off the hanging beef.
That's how they did it. But that could be true in New Mexico, right?
No, it can be true in New Mexico because it's not warm here in the winter. It goes down well below freezing at night and then comes up above freezing in the day. And the average is like perfect temperature for hanging beef.
Okay.
And so you just, and the fact that it's, the key is that it's hanging in the open air so that it can dry out slowly. Just like when you're talking, when restaurants advertise to you and they say fine aged beef. Well, that aged beef, it's hanging on a hook in a cooler in the open air, and that's the best way to store it so that it breathes. And, you know, beef jerky, right? So when you kill a beef and it's hanging there, it slowly becomes beef jerky over a period of like a year, basically. If you're not trying to dry it out, if you're trying to keep it moist, it will and yet not spoil, it will slowly dry out. And so as you cut pieces off that beef over the whole winter, by the time that it gets too warm to have it hanging there anymore, it's gone. So you're eating that beef over the winter. And then you if you want fresh meat over the summer months, then you're killing smaller animals like chickens or rabbit or goat or sheep or what, you know, whatever, just something smaller that you can eat in a shorter period of time. And if you want to keep meat over the summer, then you need to be drying it drier than what that beef is hanging in a cool shed. And so you'd have jerky over the summer, and then as soon as it gets cool in the fall, you can kill yourself some fresh meat and start over again. So that's how they did that. And if I wanted to bother with it, then that's how I would do it.
What are you doing then?
What am I?
Just eggs. What are you doing for your protein? Eggs.
Eggs. Cheese is another good one. Cheese basically keeps it indefinitely. When I go to town. Last time I was in town, I bought 30 pounds of cheese. So, you know, and I'm one guy.
How are you storing it? Because mine in my refrigerator starts to mold after a few weeks.
That was going to be my question. What do you do when there's mold in the cheese?
Right. Well, you eat it because you think about blue cheese. I mean, you can cut it off and throw it away, but people pay good money for blue cheese, right?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
And I, if actually, you'll let
ladies and gentlemen, check this out. Do this at your own risk. I am not making this recommendation.
I've kept shredded cheese just in the refrigerator, like, because they have those big pound bags, and I just throw it in the refrigerator, and it lasts several months, and it doesn't go bad, and it's not expired.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, the cheese is the same thing with meat. If you can keep it cool, great, but you don't have to. Cheese can be, you know, and you can have that in the summertime. The key is letting it dry. It's got to dry, and as it dries, cheese actually ferments. So does meat, actually. Meat, as you age it, ferments. Your beef jerky has got fermented aspect to it. Sausages have fermenting going on unless they're doing things to stop the fermenting. But cheese ferments, butter ferments, and so the fermentation helps kill bad bacteria, and it also actually gives it a flavor that makes it taste better than before it was more fermented. But when you buy butter in the store, it's already somewhat fermented. Cheese is already somewhat fermented in addition to the enzymatic action that's going on with the enzymes.
Thanks for the tips, Dave. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, the number, 855.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.